Welcome to Tamla and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday podcast, where we talk to you about treats, business, and life. Today, our very own co-host, Tamla, has a demo to show us, and I know it is going to be delicious and a great summer treat to add to your collection. So we're going to let Tamla introduce herself after I introduce myself. I'm Taylor with Taylor's Kitchen, located in Albion, Michigan, where we make custom sweet treats for your special occasions. We also specialize in gluten and dairy-free treats. I can be found on all social media platforms at Sweet Spirit Treats. And now over to Tamla.
Hi, everyone. This is Tamla. Thank you for that introduction. Taylor, I am Tamla with Torlitas for that sweet and crunchy taste. Torlitas is a dessert company located right here in this great state of Ohio. If you want to know more about me and my business, go to at Torlitas. That's T as in Tuesday, O-R-L-I-T-A-S.
All right. What you got for us this week, Tamla?
So today, for my demo, I have something called ridiculous ice cream sandwiches. Ridiculous. They're ridiculous. And you'll find out why next. Hi, everyone. This is Tamla with ridiculous ice cream sandwiches. So, of course, you need some ice cream sandwiches, and you'll see the other ingredients as we go along. I have graham crackers, ice cream sandwiches. You can choose whatever kind you want to use. Here again, ice cream sandwiches and graham crackers. And then I topped it off with some Smucker's red raspberry jam and some Smucker's syrup. And here I am just writing out what the exact ingredients I used. Okay. Again, as you see, the ice cream sandwiches. You have graham crackers, and then you have mallow spread or mallow dip, and then you have some jam of your choice, chocolates, of course, and what would they be without sprinkles? And I changed the name, as you see at the former one, I changed the name to Ridiculous because they really are ridiculous. There's a lot of stuff that goes in here. And then we have the mallow dip, and here I am just spreading on the mallow dip on top, on the other side, actually, the flip side of the graham cracker. And you can come after me for the corners for all the foodies out there. I see you. And then you just take off the wrapping, add the sandwich, ice cream sandwich on top. Here I am smothering on a gob of jam. You just wanted to just be just over the top and just ridiculous, right? So I'm going to follow up here with more mallow dip, and I'm going to make about 3 or 4 more sandwiches, as you'll see here. And now that I think about it, why don't I use an offset spatula? I think that would have been a better spread for me for the mallow dip and such. So again, I am adding some jam along the way. And of course, oops, a little spill up. That's all right too. And I just know that when you have something that you really want to do and enjoy, you can use any type of spread you want. I mean, this can be endless types of choices. So I melted my chocolate. You have to freeze them about 30 minutes because if you don't, you'll have a squishy mess. And I've had to do that several times throughout this process. So here I am just cutting them in half. They're frozen. And they did pretty good. They did pretty good. As you can see, it's a quick process. A long process, that's quick. Here I am dipping them into the chocolate, which was probably a no-no, simply because it started to melt. Here I just spread on the chocolate. I'm adding my sugar crystals as a nice topping for decoration.
Good garnish.
Yeah, good garnish. And here I thought I was recording, but I have a gap where I didn't record. So here are some pictures of the pink chocolate dip adorned ice cream sandwiches. So sorry about that, guys. And I just crumpled up. I like a little bit of excitement when it comes to, I'm going to pause it here for a second. Look, excitement when it comes to the visual part of it. I'm learning about staging and placing and things like that. So I used a crumbled inside of a brown paper bag just to give it that visual interest when you're doing pictures. So I'm growing and learning. So here I am showing you how to, if you want to take it to a barbecue or anything like that, you can wrap them in wax paper, freeze, okay? And if you're hosting, you can take them out at the last minute out the freezer, and the guests can use the wrapping as a kind of like a napkin of sorts. So definitely think about that.
Awesome. Good job, Tamala. I thought you were going to dip the whole thing in chocolate. I was waiting on you to drizzle chocolate all over it and just let it drip down the sides.
So here it is with some drizzled, some of the drizzled chocolate, and it just makes for a nice picture. Though we probably couldn't see it, but anyway. So there it is, ridiculous ice cream sandwiches. Thank you for watching.
So you can serve that in a restaurant. Good job,
Tammy. Oh, thank you, chef. That sounds nice. Yeah, but I want everyone to try something like this at home. Send us your pictures. And don't forget to post your pictures of what you did this week on Tamala and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday on Saturday. And it's in our Facebook group. Hopefully, you have a wonderful, wonderful week.
All right, guys, that was Tamala's lovely, ridiculous ice cream sandwiches. They had all of the good flavors of summer. She could easily turn that into a s'more, chocolate-covered sandwich, or something else. You know, anything that had a summer vibe. She could put Oreo with the marshmallow and the chocolate, all kinds of different combinations that you can do. Even like a turtle one with caramel in there. I get excited thinking about these different.
Yeah, that sounds really yummy.
Great job. A caramel one with some chopped up pecans.
I love it. Or a mint chocolate chip. Oh, that would have been good. I would have wished I thought of that one.
It's so many endless possibilities when it comes to desserts and different foods, you know, just the right combinations that we've had before. It's all about putting them in different forms and different ways, you know, so that they can be adapted and new. So you did a great job. Yes, as Tamala said, if you are in our Facebook group, we want you to post the things that you make so that you can share them with us. And just have, you know, a blessed week. Try out something new. If you need any help, you can message us. And Tamala's going to send us out.
All right. Thanks again for watching. We always encourage you to bake and create. And if you're a chocolatier like myself, send us your pictures. We would love to give you a thumbs up and a star and a heart, you know, by your picture. I am Tamala, once again, with Torlitas for that sweet and crunchy taste. And I'm going to send you out to happy baking, happy creating, happy sweeting.
Bye, guys. Have a blessed week.